What's up, everybody? This is the Wrestle Hollis Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendricks.
Manny T.
Hey.
Let's get it.
And we are back, man. Let me just start this off with saying, man, follow us on all social media platforms. That would be Instagram, Twitter, I almost said Snapchat.
Hey, if we get a Snapchat, I can run that one.
Oh, man, see, I've thought about doing a Snapchat, but I'm like, man, I don't know. Like, yeah, advertising-wise, I don't know what to do.
I can do some work into that and see what we can do. Because Snapchat's taking off, especially with the ban of TikTok coming.
Yeah, so, damn. I ain't think about that.
Let's get on that then. Let's set that up.
I can take over the Snapchat.
Let me hop on there.
I got you.
I mean, I don't care. Skip it.
You told me I had to find a lane.
I mean, yeah, but I didn't think it would be the Snapchat lane.
And you know I don't do the X.
Oh, but yeah.
Any X's for that matter.
Yeah, any X, yeah. Facts. No, I mean, that's another thing I always tell people. I was like, yo, I got to get better on social media. It's like I like social media, but when it comes to actually working and like, oh, y'all yeah, be forgetting like right, post up.
X/Twitter has always been my number one. I literally like made a career off that website. Like,
yeah.
Like dead ass.
That's you got crazy. Us a like lot of contacts through that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that without Twitter, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I contributed 100%.
No, shit. I definitely would say that about this podcast. A lot more things.
Yeah.
And a lot of work. Let me say that. I don't give Dedrick the credit. And I tell people outside, probably like, yo, man, if it wasn't Dedrick, I don't know about Wrestleholics.
Hey, he just gave you his flower, flowers.
No, definitely. It's just like, it's something, yeah, it's definitely something to clap about because, like I said, man.
It's a team effort, though, man.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate it, but like, we in this and we just getting started. So, everybody that's listening and been listening, you're going to be rewarded too. You're going to be along for the ride.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a blast.
I've been doing podcasting for about 6 years now. And I'd just be like, man, this is about the easiest one. Out of all the stuff I've done, this has been the easiest.
It's always those ones you find that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Become the easiest ones to do.
Yep.
Because it goes back to that whole work thing. You know, if you start dreading doing something, it's time to give it up, man.
It's time to give it up.
Man, I've quit so many jobs. Like,
not trying to quote him right now, but because he done took a lot of L's. I guess I'll give him a W for this quote. But Drake, to quote him. The moment I stop having fun with it, I'll be done with it. That's a good quote, to be real.
Yeah.
But he's taking L's.
Man.
That's another conversation.
I ain't about to say that. I ain't going to say nothing. Not going to say, let's go Kendrick. But anyways, man.
K-Dot.
K-Dot.
That little dub is very overshadowed by those giant L's.
Yeah.
Man, it's a lot of L's going on. But, man. Speaking of L's, let's talk about solo. No, I'm just playing. I just want to transition to some BS. But, man, I say we wasn't on last week. We personally had to take a break. I think we were still worn out from the first break, so we just had to take a little minor break. So we're back now, all a big happy family. And really, it's me personally. I feel like not a lot has not been going on in these few weeks.
No,
We've been getting our little Cody action with SmackDown, and then Raw. I'm still trying to figure out what's the direction.
Yeah.
My biggest thing is like even just watching Damian Priest. I mean, I'm not saying he's doing a bad job or anything, but I'm not getting too much from him, if that makes sense.
It shows a lot that when you give someone creative, their own creative, and they don't know how to be creative, things start to fall flat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's happening with Damian Priest. He's a great performer and he's great at cutting promos, but when you tell him to come up with his own stuff, it seems like he's still got some growing to do.
Mm-hmm. And then also I'm kind of looking at it, it's like, all right, I think you can kind of say this the after WrestleMania still.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm kind of searching like, yo, which belt is going to be dropped first?
Oh, yeah.
It's like every week I'm like kind of watching. I'm watching every match whoever got the belt on, like man, Sami Zayn.
Man, take them stupid.
He's going to be the first one.
Take that stupid tag team out already.
Awesome Truth. No.
Wait.
I'm done with both attacks.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'm done with Grayson and...
I'm done with both attacks.
Yeah.
They could both lose them for all I care.
I didn't see the Awesome Truth match, but I watched the whole commentary thing with Grayson and A-Town down under whatever. Mm-hmm. It's stale. They've been running the same gimmick even before the titles. Like, and there's been, like, no flavor added to it.
I don't... Like, I get that. Like, are y'all really friends outside of this?
It's like chicken and rice.
Yeah. Like, are y'all really, like, cool? I mean, I know they probably is friends, but, like, do y'all feel like y'all mesh with each other?
Right. Do y'all dap up outside of here, or you just like, hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing? Like, keep it moving.
While I agree that they should lose the titles, I like them as a tag team. I'm in the minority on that one. I think they're annoying to a certain aspect on purpose. I feel like that's literally their gimmick, is just to be fucking annoying.
So
and
I get,
it works because they're fucking annoying.
Yeah,
they are. I definitely give you that. I just don't feel like they are tag team, like that gimmick in the tag team belts. It don't need to be with each other right now.
Right.
I just think it's a lot of it is so different, right? Because if you think of all the tag teams, like the tag teams that we grew up on, mm-hmm. none of them really were like this. Like, it's different. Like, if you think about it, there was no really tag team that was just really fucking annoying, I guess. I mean, there was a time where Edge and Christian were really annoying.
Oh, no, absolutely. Oh,
let me get that 7 second.
This is like times two. Like, they like them times two.
See, I think I look at that one a little bit different just because I'm like, yo, when Edge and Christian used to come on, I used to for real hate like seeing them come on.
You could see the chemistry with them, though. Mm-hmm. With
you don't
Theory,
feel
and, with Theory and Grayson, I don't feel it. Like, their promos are good, right? I get it. But, like, there's no chemistry. Like, I don't feel like when Edge and Christian did it, to your point.
You don't feel connected.
Yeah, it was annoying because they did it so well, bouncing stuff off of each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, the glasses and the outlandish outfits that they wore.
Yeah.
They were like, dicks, pretty much.
Yeah, they were. They really were. They were like, all right, we'll give you 7 seconds. And then they do this stupid pose.
And you really have to look at the TV for 7 seconds. Like, all right, y'all, goddamn.
I think Sami Zayn is going to be the first one to drop his title.
Think so?
Yeah, I think he loses it at King, Queen of the Ring.
I'm fine with it. I mean, I was cool with another Intercontinental run for him, but I didn't expect it to go this far. I mean, go after this, at least. I think I would agree with you. I'm kind of hoping the Raw tag team titles get dropped first. I wish they have a new design for the Raw tag team titles as well, but I'm not going to get on that. I don't even think. Did we ever have time to talk about that design?
No.
I think we just like mentioned that
there was ugly
titles.
Yeah.
We mentioned that they were ugly, but we didn't like go into detail on what we didn't like.
They tried to take it too much with the World Championship titles.
It was literally a direct clone.
Yeah.
They just put World Tag Team Champions.
Yeah. And then added the red.
Yeah. They obviously put way more work into the SmackDown tag titles.
And then gave them to a trash ass team. I mean, I'm to a point with these two that I like Pretty Deadly better than them.
Let's go. Pretty Deadly.
Exactly. Speaking of tag teams and factions, what's up with all these mysterious attacks on LWO? Is this showing them that they're the geeky kids in high school getting beat up on?
Hold on, man. I like how he dropped that.
Speaking of
tag, he got sounded really racist right now. That's what he's like, man. Speaking of, man, it's some bull.
I mean, these motherfuckers getting beat up for no reason by the Ghost. I mean,
somebody always gets beat up from behind.
This time it was Bron Breakker, I thought, right? Didn't they make it known that he just went crazy and just started attacking people?
Yes, because he didn't get that
King of the Ring spot.
Yep. Yeah. So it was just like,
So they just took the straight. Like, they wouldn't even realize. Like, they was just at the wrong place at the wrong time.
They was just strolling down the block and got clapped.
Like, Bron Breakker, hey.
Like, we ain't even got beef with you, bro.
I love it, though. I mean, I know that's. While I agree with Drew that Ross feels like it's still trying to catch their feet from the draft and WrestleMania switching, Cody Rhodes leaving, which was a big thing, mm-hmm. dealing with injuries too. I don't know if y'all noticed that, but like, did y'all see the list that came out of all the people that's out?
I did not check the list.
I didn't look at the list, but there's one name that's floating around that list that have accusations tied to it.
Mm.
Bianca Belair with her knee/pregnant ankle.
Oh,
wow.
Pregnant ankle.
I never heard that. That was a crazy transition.
Street Profits was having fun with that, too, so I'm pretty sure that's not true.
They were posting on the WWE Facebook all the tweets that Angela was posting out.
Mm-hmm.
One of them said two words, Dez, pull out.
Oh,
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's funny the rumors that come out, bro. But, like, I brought it up because, like, I came across this list, y'all. So, like, injury list right now.
Where can I find that at?
Drew McIntyre.
I'm like, I found one on Google.
Drew McIntyre's out. And this is just Raw. Drew McIntyre, CM Punk, Seth Rollins. Just those three names right
there. Yeah.
Like, wow, bro.
That's their whole list.
I mean, be honest with you, that's a whole storyline right between itself. Yeah, and them three.
Kabuki Warriors just went to Raw. No Oscar right now.
Right.
Raquel Rodriguez. Dom is injured.
Well, is Raquel even going to be coming back with her?
Yeah,
her illness.
I think she is,
because they moved her to the alumni for now.
Yeah, for now.
And then you got Zelina, who's out.
Yep.
And but Zelina wasn't really doing too much though. Back. I kind of looked at Zelina injury. I was like, okay, maybe she needed this moment because to separate. I ain't. It's sad to say, yeah, separate from LWL. Because really, I'm not even sure
if Zelina's injured anymore.
No, that was like brand new.
Her on TV, like I just think they just haven't booked her because I seen her on Twitter last night. When they were teasing who's going to be Roxanne Perez's opponent for NXT Battleground, mm-hmm. she tweeted out, like, basically if she's keeping her mouth shut, like.
Oh, so I like, guess. Bro, I'd watch that, honestly. Sure. I think they would put on a banger match.
100%.
I think she need more matches in my eye. Because, yeah. like, I mean, she had her fair share, but it's just like, all right. I think I want to see them give her a chance a little bit again. Let's see what happens. I mean, heck, this about that time. I mean, between SummerSlam,
like ever since her match with Rhea.
Yeah, I was gonna say like, she puts on good matches.
Yeah,
I mean, Rhea just completely annihilated her, folded her in half, and laid on top of her. And I got a little hot and sweaty with that. But
oh my god.
Yeah, I think that's what Drew's talking about. It's just, I mean, dealing with a lot of injuries and just trying to push new people.
Yeah,
which I know. I mean, King and Queen of the Ring has raised a lot of questions and a lot of concerns, a lot of complaints. And I think it's just, especially on the Raw side, man, it's just, you got to work with what you got. And this next man and next woman up, because they're dealing with a lot right now.
And they're not able to plug and play as much as they used to, yeah. you know, where they could just pull someone and put them into a new storyline.
Right. I feel like they're stuck right now with that. Cause it's like you said, they can't put the plug and play, but also they're not doing too much with the people that's around. Like right now, I feel like Cody Rhodes should have a different match between him and
Yeah, don't get me started, Logan Paul.
That one caught me off guard because I was just like, man, where was the build up for this?
The pay per view was in a couple days.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
like literally, and I'm like, I guess I want to watch the King and Queen of the Ring finals, but like outside of that,
what is it, like four matches on that card?
You got the King Queen of the Ring finals. You got Cody Logan. You got
Chad Gable,
triple threat for the Intercontinental title.
Who's the third guy in that?
Bronson Reed.
Oh yeah,
I'm at that point where I'm like, should I give Bronson Reed the title to see how this goes?
It's gonna be Chad Gable. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, Chad Gable been a dick lately. I'm sorry to say that, but
I love it though.
Bro, he's getting the you suck chance, and they're not the good you suck chance.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
He's hitting that heel stride, and I was watching Raw this morning, and I'm like, wait, he's getting those chants.
Yep.
Wait, are they really hating him?
So here's my thing with that whole Chad Gable. Now, I like the character, but I got one problem with Otis right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all right, Otis, I get it. You in character, but as a grown man and that big, man.
Man, slap you in the face.
Yeah. It's like, you're going to have to see me in the back. You kind of put your hand down on my face.
Not one slap, two slaps.
Yeah,
I'm like, he's not holding back on the slaps. It's like, hey, you're going to take this shot, and you're gonna roll with it.
I'm just like, hell, even Becky Lynch even like clenched back a little bit on Dom.
Right.
Like, bro, you ain't gonna be slapping me like this on national TV.
Speaking of Dom, my homegirl rolling around with his bandana in her pocket.
Oh, here we go. You are speaking of Liv.
Yep.
Man.
Oh yeah, that match. We forgot about that match.
Yep. Liv and Becky. See,
yeah.
That too, like, how are you the world champion and your match ain't even being hyped up?
Not feeling that match.
And Liv is carrying that. I'm sorry, but I think Liv is carrying that.
I agree with you.
I don't think either one is.
What?
Really?
No, I think Liv is carrying it on her part.
I don't think
because I don't feel like Becky's not really doing. I mean, this is the best we've seen Liv promo wise.
Yeah,
that's why I feel like she's carried.
I still feel like she sounds like a robot.
You leave her alone, all right?
Nah. She talks like, "And Becky, I'm here to tell you, like, nah, bro."
That's just her cadence. Nah. I'm trying.
This fits a little bit better. I don't know. I mean, over the years, that was one of the things that was annoying to me. But now, I feel like I'm more like believing this character. I like the Liv revenge tour, but now I feel like, listen, don't lose this match on Saturday.
Right.
Yeah, there's no way she loses. She can't lose this match.
Yeah, if she loses, it's going to kill all momentum, just like Jay losing that match Monday night.
Yeah, cool. I mean, we gotta talk King, Queen of the Ring anyway, so like. Yeah.
Let's start off with that. What'd you think about that? Gunther, should he have really taken that L? I can't give you a non-biased answer either, because I felt that
as much as I wanted Jay to win it, let's not act like we haven't said Gunther deserves a match. I mean, a accolade like this.
Right.
Let's just be honest. I mean, yeah, we would love to see Jay from a fan perspective, but obviously we see Duddy still has like some type of storyline with Jay where it's like, all right, like, we just gonna have to let y'all deal with him. We gotta worry about the other. And this is one of those moments. We gotta worry about Gunther protection.
Yeah.
We gotta see where this goes in the near future for a WrestleMania, this year or to the next. I mean, hopefully this year.
And that's why I can't give, you know, a completely non-biased answer, because I'm so biased towards this wrestler that I like. It's like pulling an officer off of a case because they're so close to it. I can't give an honest opinion.
Well, I'll do it for you, because I'm assuming we're on the same page. What the hell are they doing? Like, Gunther does not need King of the Ring.
You don't?
At least not right now.
No.
Give it to him down the road.
Does he need a belt, though?
The reason I say that, right, and I've had time to think it over and relax since it happened. So, like, now I probably sound a lot different than I sounded on the Monday Night Raw post show. Because Monday Night Raw post show, it just happened. I was a little emotional. I was upset. But, like, Jey Uso, at the very least, I'm going to say this to WWE, he better win that fucking Money in the Bank then. That man is way too over right now. He is to the point, I don't give a damn what any of y'all say, he is the biggest babyface in the company right now. Bigger than Cody Rhodes.
Let's talk about the tweet he got. This man
comes out, and bruh, Cody Rhodes ain't getting that reaction.
No.
That Jay is getting right now. This man is over to a whole new level. Whole new level, bruh. And you have the perfect opportunity right in front of you. Yes, it's predictable, but like, you have the perfect opportunity to elevate Tama Tonga and have him win the SmackDown side and match him up with Jay.
Oh my God.
For King of the Ring. That, bruh, you got the perfect opportunity. I don't give a damn. I know Jimmy's hurt, according to the rumors, but he don't even got to do shit. Just let Jimmy's music hit. And just come out and stand on the apron.
Right.
That's a big enough distraction for Tonga to lose and helps his brother win.
Yep.
And then boom. Bloodline 3.0, 4.0, whatever you call it. War is on.
Bloodline.
War is on.
Ugh, Civil War.
Perfect. It's predictable. But sometimes, just like Cody winning back to back,
yeah.
Sometimes and you got to do title. What you got to do.
And winning the title. It was predictable.
It's predictable. But sometimes you got to do what the hell you got to do.
Yeah.
And now we get Gunther Randy. Like, all right. I guess I'm excited. Not really.
Are you trying to give Randy one more before he goes out?
Come on,
Daddy. Even if that happens, it's like.
I agree with you with the with the Tama J. Compared to
everything else Randy Orton has done in his career, where does King of the Ring rank? Right all here. The way at the bottom.
Right here.
Does nothing. Like, it does nothing.
Nope.
And then Gunther wins King of the Ring. He's already the best wrestler. He don't need that to say he's the best wrestler. We know he's the best wrestler.
So, I'm just kind of just going off of script. With King of the Ring now, should this be more for the newer wrestlers now?
It don't have to be.
Like with Gunther, he had the Intercontinental for so long, and now he's finally, like, off of that storyline. Does he like y'all said, he don't need it, but I was like, all right, he's never won or he's never been in it. Like, should he even be accepted? Like, should this go on to the NXT stars and the non, like, I guess, people who's on TV all the time? No. Mid card, my bad.
No, I don't agree with that. But like, at the same time, you have, and it obviously depends on the timeline. Like, honestly, a couple months from now, give me Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not his time right now.
Mm-hmm. Or even Ilya.
Right now, bruh, like, you are seeing these reactions that Jey Uso is getting. If he don't win Money in the Bank, they're going to do the same thing they did with LA Knight, and they're going to ruin it.
Yep.
They're going to ruin it. He got already ruined it once.
Yeah, he got the blessing of the Fireflies from JoJo herself.
Yeah.
She said, you now carry that. She said, the Fireflies are back, and it's because of you.
But also,
every time he comes out.
Now that you mentioned it, you mentioned LA Knight. Mm-hmm. Now that sucks for Money in the Bank now, because we've talked about like Jay. Exactly. Now we talk about LA. Now you got
one of them that aren't going to win it.
Yep.
And both of them deserve it. You had the opportunity for one of them to win King of the Ring, and one of them, it's perfect. Gunther don't, Have him win Royal Rumble.
Yeah, he's like, I mean,
Royal Rumble. Have him win anything else but like, the King of the Ring or the Money in the Bank. I mean, he's... And then you've got his arch nemesis coming into Raw on the same show as him, is Ilya Dragunov. Mm-hmm. And on Monday, Ilya even pointed out to it that the only person he hasn't beaten was Gunther. Mm-hmm. There's your storyline right there. So why are you going to – look, now you got me heated. Why are you going to give him this opportunity when you've got the storyline to build off of that has history,
If the plan was to have Gunther win, then why not give us him and Dragunov?
Right, because
why not have Dragunov beat Jay, and then at least give us a rematch of Gunther and Dragunov, and Gunther get his lick back.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd go for that. But they had Jay beat Ilya in a phenomenal fashion.
Yeah,
and then just for Jay to,
Like I said, I've had time to relax, and I guess my takeaway from it is, like I said, it's one sentence: Jay Uso better win Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm. I like LA Knight; he's great. But they've already missed the boat.
Twice.
It's got to be Jey Uso. There's no way you go into summer and Jey Uso doesn't at least have a title or opportunity for a title. He is the biggest babyface in the company right now. I don't give a damn. I know people love Cody Rhodes, but Jey is bigger than that right now. He is.
Give him Money in the Bank and let him get his lick back on Damian Priest.
Yep.
Cool.
Real quick.
Yep.
That way he can go into winter with the War Games, with Roman coming back.
Yep.
He's got the world championship on his shoulder, and he's got his brother and he's got his cousin standing by his side to take on his baby brother and Tama and Tangaloa.
And the reason, a lot of people are saying Orton's going to win because of, like you said, he's never won. It's the one thing. And instead of giving him a title, they give him one thing that he hasn't done in his career. So a lot of people are actually saying Orton's going to win. So before we even just assume Gunther's going to win, that could be the story too. Instead of just giving Orton the title, just let him. Like I said, I've let it settle in. I've learned to just relax and play the long game because eventually we got Cody Rhodes, right? We got what we wanted. It took a while. Eventually, Io Sky, I've been preaching that for a while. Eventually, she got her title and had her run.
I was about to ask you, are you preaching for it to come back, or I didn't know where you was going with that.
I think we're going to have one winner from SmackDown, one winner from Raw.
Yeah.
I think that is why Gunther won. Because if Jay wins, it's also more predictable if he goes to the finals, because he's for sure going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So they went against the predictable storyline and are at least putting it up in the air. Gunther, Randy, you got two different storylines, two different reasons why each other can win. Where if Jay went, you pretty much already know there's no way he walks out of this. And Tama
Finna lose that ahead.
Taking for Nia and Bianca then?
Oh, Nia's going to beat Bianca.
Think so? Because she's pregnant?
I haven't 100%. I haven't 100%. It is weird they're doing that injury storyline right now.
Right.
It's perfect.
Ironic.
It's
interesting.
It's perfect.
But no, I've went back and forth on the whole Queen of the Ring part because I can see both of them, right?
And she's your favorite.
Lyra is one of my favorites for sure. But Nia Jax, we've highlighted her, man. Like the last year she's had.
She deserves it.
She deserves it.
I'm looking on it. I'm just like, all right, man. So I'm more looking on it if she loses. I think I'm more on the reaction of I'm going to be pissed. That's like, why do y'all always have her in these big moments and
make her lose?
Yeah, and I'm just like, bro, I'm sick of this for her. Like,
if they do, it's for one reason and one reason only. Raw has no woman baby faces other than Becky.
Yeah, and I kind of.
And they needed to find a way to elevate a new superstar. And that women's division on Raw, which is already thin as it is.
Yep.
They needed another baby face. And Lyra was the perfect. Look, they just drafted her. They had the opportunity. Look, strap a rocket to her. And if I could, why I could see her winning, too. Especially, if y'all been paying attention, like the stuff between her and Becky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Literally before every match.
Kind of like
tournament. It's like they're kind of ghostlighting that match. Like they're like setting it up.
Kind of like a John Cena type thing where passing the torch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's already beat Becky, remember?
Yeah.
So she got the belt.
I think I had a question with this. and I think it's with more with Becky. Are we going back to that same place again where Becky's win or Becky has a championship and we're not really like interested or we lose interest?
Possibly. I felt that when she first won the title.
I was trying not to feel that way. I'm like, no, this is just another reign. But I'm like, well, this is kind of weird.
They're doing that again where they're like, well, shit, we don't have a champion. So Becky, hurry up, go take that spot real quick so we can get things moving.
So we can get figured out later. Yeah.
And it sucks on her end that if that is what they're doing with her, because she doesn't get real stories in that time. It's just she is more or less a gatekeeper.
I feel like if she's not enough storyline with Charlotte Flair.
There ain't no storyline.
Yeah, literally.
I personally I've never been the biggest fan personally of Becky Lynch. Mm-hmm. So, like, my judgment is always a little clouded. I just never been the biggest fan of her character or her in-the-ring talent. Like, I'm just not. So, like, for me, and even, like, putting that aside, like, the way she won it was just whack to me. Like, y'all didn't even do anything creative with that. You're just like, all right, throw them all in the ring and let them throw each other out of the ring.
Yeah.
We got a new champion. It's like.
And then they washed, rinsed, repeated the Royal Rumble finish.
Right. Same exact finish.
And I think, I honestly think it should have ended the way with Liv winning instead of.
That messed me up. And then also, this kind of a little bit also, I had a personal thing with Becky. And it was the her and Bianca match back at SummerSlam where she won in 5 seconds. And mind you, that probably was not not even her idea.
Right.
But the fact y'all put her in that situation, a wrestler like Bianca, I've always been frustrated since then. So when she does win the belt, I'm like, all right, what storyline y'all about to do right now?
And that was the whole Becky persona change when she did that. That's when the man was born.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Cool, but.
Or no, Big Time Bex.
Let me lose in 2 minutes instead of 5 seconds.
Right.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing.
You can't tell me that it's that big of a difference.
Yeah. Right.
And she's beating the one that they call the EST in 5 seconds.
I just think what they're doing is, because remember when Becky and Liv faced before Rhea went down, Becky beat Liv.
Yeah.
So now I think they're going to let Liv be the one on her revenge tour to take the belt from Becky. And then that part of her revenge tour is over.
She's going to have two trophies.
Then she moves on to taking over the Judgment Day, which we've seen ghostlighted as well.
And the custody battle.
And the custody battle.
Oh, boy, man. This is one paternity-ass wrestling company we watch.
Big old cesspool.
Swear to God.
The King and Queen of the Ring are the only matches I'm really that excited about. I will watch Becky Liv, hoping for Liv to win the title.
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest in Cody Rhodes, Logan. There's no way Cody loses the title to Logan Paul.
And it was weird how they set that up.
Yeah, only his titles.
And like, right. That's how I knew Cody was winning, was because Logan's like, I'm not losing this title. So I mean,
Cody was winning anyway.
Yeah.
Wait, so time out. Did I skip something? So the world title is not on the line?
No, the world title is.
The United States isn't?
It's not. Because Logan made up his own contract and had a talk with Pierce before the signing happened.
Aldous.
Yeah. And they came out, they did a whole, you know, contract signing, and Logan rips up the contract and calls Cody a bunch of names, and then Nick Aldis calls Logan's goons broccoli heads. Nick Aldis was hitting.
Kind of disappointed now. My mind was set of both titles on the match.
Like. Yeah. Yeah, I was excited because I see Cody with two belts.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm down for that.
I was more like, all right, man, now y'all going to be on Cody's ass now if he win two belts. Like, oh, yeah, you're not a working champion. He has two belts, man. Right. He can't defend them twice a night. But I guess, man, I guess it's that after Royal, I mean, not after Royal Rumble, after WrestleMania effect.
Yeah.
And he called him a mark.
Yeah, bro.
Called him a mark.
Like, all right, I guess,
so
man.
So what's the official prediction? So we all agree Cody went in.
Yep.
Triple threat.
Better.
I see.
Yep.
I honestly want to take Bronson Reed because I think he's good. I mean, he's an anti-hero almost, cuz you don't see him as a villain, you don't see him as a hero. He's kind of like, he'll play both sides if he has to.
Mm.
He's the Deadpool in that match. Mm. But it's going to be Chad Gable.
I'd rather it be Chad Gable and then later Bronson Reed beat him for it.
I can see that. That's good prediction.
I wouldn't want to see like Chad Gable later on beating Bronson Reed.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was not believable for me.
I think Chad Gable will win. I think this is where we're going to see Otis and Maxine and Tozawa finally stick up for themselves.
And peace out.
But he instead gets help from the Creed brothers.
Ooh, that's fine. But yeah, get Otis and Maxine out of there and whatever his name is. Sorry.
The Creed brothers joining him. Did you see their little moment on Raw before he started talking I was right before he talked to Otis.
Yeah.
Before that smack. Him and the Creed brothers was talking. It was like, I'm sure they got something planned.
Yeah, I'll be right back. I got smack Otis.
I wouldn't mind seeing them as heels.
Yes, perfect. And they take the belts from Awesome Truth as well.
I can see that.
Maybe I just need to watch the Creed brother a little bit more because I don't see anything.
Hey, Brutus is he's low key.
I like Julius.
Well, yeah, he is the athletic little brother that carries him, but Brutus is just Brutus. It's
Brutus. Yeah. Brutus ball. This we got to get Drew to watch them a little bit more.
This man curls up in a giant ball and jumps off the top rope.
NXT, man. Dang, see, you got to watch NXT, man. That way when they come.
See. NXT is getting confusing to me, too. I'm just following Sol Ruka's little front flip cutter.
Getting confusing, huh, over there.
Yeah, it's getting a little confusing with this. You the contenders type baby daddy type. Whatever the hell is going on with that.
I have seen those little snippets. I'm just like, all right, man, y'all going to stop putting us in these type of scenarios.
See, they're getting no better next week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You see that?
Not yet.
Oh, Sexy Red.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I thought that was fake news.
Ski! Bro, that's real.
That's real, man.
She even posted everywhere. Ski!
Hey, we need Zach on the podcast. We need Zach on the pod.
Sexy Red on the next team.
What is going on?
She said she might RKO someone, was what she said in her tweet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I thought that was fake. I thought it was fake when I read that. I
want to say NXT tweeted it out.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And she posted on all her social medias.
Yeah, so it's real.
And then you got Gallus beating.
They promoted it last night.
I didn't know they did all that. I just seen Sexy Red NXT. I said, man, that's all. Man, she ain't got to go on.
When I first read it, I thought she was going to be a wrestler. I'm like, there is no way.
We got to get Drew to start watching so he knows when they get to the main roster.
Well, now Sexy Red's going to be on there, so he probably will watch.
I'm sorry, man. Y'all got two tag teams now I don't like from NXT right now. Pretty Deadly, whatever their name is.
I love Pretty Deadly. I'm sorry.
Wait, where are they at anyway? Shouldn't they be some tag team champions?
And they got some English stuff going on right now. Yeah. You know, Premier Cup. La Liga.
Hey, I got to still go to work, too, so I'm just saying.
They got soccer. It's summertime. So you got Cup, you got Premier League. You got
I don't think I want these type of wrestlers in the company I love. If you going to take off for soccer, man, listen. Look at Cody. Look at Jimmy.
So that leads us, y'all, to our final part of the discussion.
What's up?
So since we're not that excited about King, Queen of the Ring, I think it is time for WWE, and Bailey brought this up. And it's perfect. It's perfect. This is a time... It's dead, obviously, pretty much between WrestleMania and Money in the Bank. It's a dead time. Mm-hmm. WWE needs to strongly consider bringing back Evolution. And around this time,
is what happened.
Fill in the dead time.
Do you call it Evolution, though? Because they've already evolved. Right. So can we call it the Revolution?
You can't, yeah. I mean, it is time to switch it up because the women's division is better than the men's division,
yeah,
in my opinion.
It's time for the revolution. It's time for the women to start taking over.
Yeah. I think they deserve.
So the thing that sucked to me about that evolution was, one, they didn't ever build up from it. It was like they did. I mean, I forget what was going on around that time.
It took too long to capitalize off.
Yeah. So every year I was always thinking, I was like, maybe they should make this like a every few year type of thing. But I was like, no, that sucks for the women who are just coming up and they're like, oh, damn, I won't get to join that pay-per-view until like 3 years later or something like that. So I looked at it as more like, listen, if y'all going to do this, y'all have to work y'all asses off in the near future for this to be a yearly thing.
Right.
So
they need a full commitment.
Yeah. And it's just like, damn, how you do that for, especially for that being a pay-per-view event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could see if it was a random Friday night, like, all right, we're going to do something special. This is not going to be SmackDown.
Why don't you start it like that though? Like a woman's takeover, like on a Raw or a SmackDown, and call it the Women's Revolution.
Revolution. Mm-hmm. I like it. I tell you what, though, if they do that and they don't have a mid-card title involved, then it's a dud.
Well, this is a Women's North American title.
That's an NXT, but like, main roster still needs some. Main roster needed more than NXT, dude.
You talking about the Women's European title?
Well, whatever they call it.
All right, man.
Women's mid-card title on both Raw and SmackDown. Right. They both need one. bring it.
I cannot.
And if you do have a Revolution or Evolution 2, then it better be a fucking ladder match or something, a gauntlet match or something to decide that women's mid-card champion. Otherwise, it's a dud.
Like, a Hell in a Cell match.
Like, you can make me excited by giving me Jade and Bianca. Like, yeah, that's exciting. But, like, okay, outside of that, you're going to give me a couple title matches, right? And then it's not like they're going to actually put any time into feuds. Look at what they're doing with Liv and Becky.
I mean, it'd be pretty dope, too, to see all women's titles defended on that show.
On that show.
So we get the Raw title, we get the SmackDown title, we get the NXT women's title.
And new champions.
Yeah, new champions.
And new mid-card. That's perfect. That's the only way you do it, though. Because other than that, and this is I guess this could be the other side of the argument. One could argue that the women don't need their own pay-per-view anymore because they're on the main pay-per-views now.
Main event and the main pay-per-view.
I think originally that pay-per-view was brought up because they weren't featured on the main pay-per-views as often. Yeah. So, it's so different now.
So this is where, was this Saudi Arabia, right?
Yeah.
We're going to. So this is where I kind of feel away because, it's like, it's the dress code every year for them. Mm-hmm. And it's not that many women's matches, maybe two.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is when y'all need to insert that.
Yeah.
Insert that moment because I feel like that's such a disadvantage for them. I'm not saying like, they need to be out there half naked or whatever, no shit like that. Right. But it's just like, dude, you kind of taking away a big opportunity for them. And it's, I don't want to be that guy like, it's kind of sexist a little bit, but that's their country. That's how they rules is.
And so, I mean, and like you said, we're only getting two matches and only one of them is a title match.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, and then it's the Queen of the Ring.
Nine times out of ten, it's either a title match or it's a match where it was like,
it's a wash match.
Yeah, we didn't need it. Yeah. So yeah,
why is Bayley not in a match? Why is there once again?
That don't make no sense unless Bayley doesn't feel comfortable going out there.
Or why aren't the women's tag champions being defended?
Yeah.
Who are the women's tag champions?
It's only been a couple weeks.
Yeah, right? Why did they get put in the women's Queen of the Ring with the titles?
I didn't get
to have Jade get disqualified and not lose clean.
They did it. They did it right. They did it right with that because I was going to be like, damn, this match going to be too early, too, for us to see. But I was like, okay, they disqualified Jade.
Which is pretty dope. Your mom sucks.
Yeah. Like, damn, all right. Jade might actually fight.
And that's actually in playing in Nia's character because she asshole.
No, they finally got that. I don't know. I feel like they finally got that itch out of her, I guess you could say, when it came to her character. Because, she's been mean all these years, but it was never believable.
Yeah.
Even when she won the belt the first, I was happy for her, but it was like that weak moment with her and Alexa Bliss.
Oh, God.
Screaming at her and telling her to shut up. I'm like, this is definitely PG.
Before we get out, final predictions. King, Queen of the Ring, who wins?
Randy and Nia.
I got Nia and I got Gunther. Yeah, that's
I got Lyra and Gunther. I think Raw takes
both. Ooh, Dedrick want that Lyra one.
I know.
Dedrick want that one.
I just think to be quick with it, I just think it gives her an identity.
Rip the Band-Aid off?
Yep.
I think it gives her an identity early on the main roster because she's kind of lacking a little bit right now. I think the crowd's getting used to her. A lot of them don't know her. Mm-hmm. I think that helps give her an identity to start off on the main roster.
Gotcha.
So, Liv and Becky, who you got?
I got Liv.
Yeah. Revenge tour.
Liv. So that one's unanimous too. Just it got, like Cody and
I think I say this on every podcast with certain matching, like, don't y'all fuck this up. Right. Don't you? Yeah. I like to get a shirt like that. Don't y'all fuck this up, production.
Yeah.
I already messed up Jay, so.
Yeah.
We'll be watching. It's this weekend, so.
Yep.
Predictions are in.
Predictions are in. I mean, before that, man, y'all got anything else to say before we send off?
Yeah, stop treating the LWO like geeks.
Oh my God. Listen, get rid of the LWO. I'm sorry, man.
Get rid of Braun Strowman.
Damn.
Yeah, that was deep.
I had to think about who he just said. I was like,
Braun Strowman. Because he said geeks, and his promo since he came back, remember he was like, I'm sticking up for people being picked on. Like,
oh my God. Yeah, okay. I remember that.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
Getting involved in the Judgment Day matches, like, bro, what? That's what they brought him back for?
Sorry. No, you got a great point. I'm just like, yeah, dang, that sucks.
I didn't even think about random. That.
Like, get him out of here.
He's like Mikey from Reese that's sticking up for TJ.
I thought they just, be honest with you, I didn't know he was coming back to the ref. I thought they just gave him a job back. I'm like, all right, man, listen, you can kick it.
Hey, now, I'm for that Ricochet Ilya Dragunov match.
Yeah, for sure.
Give me that one.
Oh, my God.
That and get Braun Strowman the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, hey, so make sure to follow us on all social medias, man. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snap in the near future.
Yeah.
TikTok. Hey, man, we definitely, like I tell you all the time, we got a lot of plans going on. We just got to get things situated over here first, man. So, shout out to Dedrick. Shout out to Manning. Make sure to go watch the Monday Night Besties.
Did you just call me Manning? Did I catch that right?
I said Manny. The government name Manny.
No, the government name is Manuel.
You Manuel.
No, not E. Just Manuel.
Where the fuck did I get Manny from, bro? Hey, you been Manny? Hey, I might change your name in my phone, man. This just sound like so personal. Like, I think it's Manny in my phone. I might got Manuel, man. I usually got everybody government name except him. Dedrick Babe on my phone says DC the voice of the city. Oh,
you better be playing.
No, it's been like that for like 2 years. And I sometimes I can't find his name, so I'd be like, damn it, I've got to take that shit off. So this has been the Wrestleholics Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendrix.
Manny T.
And we will get back with y'all.